Oh, maybe I'll have to ask Kurt to come in next week and sort stuff out on the award show, because this is not. I'll cut that out. I'll cut it out in post. Nothing's wrong. Plat Chat Overwatch episode 207, I think. Yeah, it's 207, I think. The first episode of 2024. Jake is still scuffed. Yeah, I know. Okay, I have to turn off one. Sorry, Jake.
Goodbye, okay. Jake.
Bye-bye.
Oh my god, you just got Thanos snapped.
I deleted.
Yeah.
There you go.
50% of me is gone.
Yeah. We can hear Costa. Please mute. Okay.
Maybe hey, the fuck?
Oh yeah, I'll mute it down the line. But yeah, we're back for episode 207. We got a bit of a Christmas vibe going here. So I know that it's still January. But we're going to make an Overwatch 2024 wish list. We wish that Jaws would have been here. But we don't know where he is. He's in the UK, right?
He's at a rave, probably. That's what they do in the UK. They go to raves.
In some, like, basement in the UK.
Yeah.
And he's just...
It's like an abandoned train station.
Is that what he does?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jaws is big in the rave scene, John.
If you told me that Jaws was big into the rave scene in the UK, I would actually a little bit believe it.
No, there's no way.
Ironically, I think Johnny is the most into the rave scene of all of us. Well, I think that's fair to say.
Well, I mean, we trialed some music at BlizzCon, so yeah.
Johnny was on that rave. Whoa, Johnny, all right.
Now, to clue Costa in here, Costa was actually like raving for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
whereas
that's
I was
true.
At home,
okay, hold up.
Taking it easy. So I was being
I was
old
sick
man,
with the
Costa
flu,
was, like,
wishing people
up.
Would.
You had like a sun outfit going on. You were pouring.
Yeah,
hard.
So I was a sun, Sab was a moon. We were out there dancing into the New Year's. It was good. Danny was there as well. Danny was there, but he was the day before. So I just missed him. So I could have been raving with Danny for New Year's, but unfortunately.
Wait,
not.
You were in the same place?
Yeah, it was Forever Midnight. It was in the LA Convention Center. It was like they had like a rave out there. It was like the first one.
Wow, I missed up. I should have.
Yeah,
hey
Johnny, go next year. See you there next year. Okay.
Dressed up as Jupiter or something.
We can go as the solar system. You know, as a squad. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Maybe Dana would be Uranus or something. I don't know.
I was sick in bed with the flu, wishing people would stop setting off fireworks so I could sleep. It's like the worst night of the year to be in with the flu. I was like, oh my god, I want to sleep.
That's actually awful. Wow. Is it just like you got it from when you were with fam and now you're just like
alone? Yeah, over the holidays you got the flu, and then that was like the worst. The peak of it was New Year's, the night of the New Year, though. That was like the worst. You know, there's always that one night when you're sick. It's like, oh my God, this is the worst.
Yeah.
It was New Year's with everyone setting off fireworks. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. It seemed like it really went around in December. Oh. A lot of people got sick, but...
He's here. How was the rave?
I gotta clue him in because I can't hear him yet. So, okay, we're opening up the hotline to Joss. Welcome onto the show. Welcome onto the show, Joss.
Welcome everybody. Welcome. Hello everybody.
Hey.
Yo, what's going on? Yo.
We've really fallen apart, guys. We've really fallen apart.
This shit fell off. Plat Chat fell off. First Plat Chat of the year, shit fell off already, okay?
Wait a minute. What do you
it's
mean?
It's Jover.
Come on now.
I'm just going to put this out there now because I know people are going to complain. Can't fix the lighting. Can't fix the audio on my headset because it's dog shit. So, you know, there's that. So
you don't sound too bad. You're just
Brexit
oh, really?
Changed everything.
You just look a little bit like that... RuneScape video you made, the frag movie. You remember you made that for a time?
Oh yeah, yeah, in 2021. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I could make my audio worse if you want. The other day, I was playing DayZ with Cam and Bren and Josh, and me and Cameron were playing, like one of Connor's friends, and we were playing, and he was too polite to say anything, but I was using my webcam mic for like 15 minutes. So it was the most distorted, like just green fucking audio of all time. And Josh comes in and goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" Just like flaming me. My mic's kind of bad. It's just my headset. No, I've used my fucking webcam mic that was halfway across the room.
That's heinous. That's heinous.
So I'm not using that one on today's episode.
We appreciate that.
All good.
We appreciate that, Joss. You're fashionable as always. You got the little.
I got the owl hoodie. The jumper even.
Love that.
Hell yeah.
Good. It's comfy because it's -50 degrees in the UK right now. So
Wait, how cold is it actually? Wait, I need to get on with the show. But last question here. How cold is it actually?
Let me check.
Me and Jake were talking pre-show about how it was too warm in LA. There was like no immersion.
Too warm?
It was 70 degrees. I went for a run on Christmas Eve and it was like 70, early, like low 70s right. And sunny and like just blue skies, baby.
It has been pissing it down every day. And it is 8 degrees C. Wait, what's 8 C to F?
I feel like Joel's 45? Got more British. He goes back to the UK for 1 week.
The British accent is stronger.
He call out Ian.
To be fair, I've only been speaking to British people. It's been horrible. I've been speaking to Brent and Josh, and that's about it. So yeah, the non-LA accent is coming out. Yeah.
Is Brent back in the UK now?
No. He's in Korea, right?
Yeah. So me and Josh are staying up to 4:30 a.m. every morning just to play.
Wow. Just to play DayZ and survive.
Hey.
Yeah. Playing DayZ. That's what you guys are doing, yeah? The Plapjot squad. A lot of DayZ I haven't seen.
Yeah. A lot of DayZ. It's disgusting, actually. Yeah. Disgusting stuff.
I need to get on that. After today's show, maybe you can show me the ropes.
God.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a trip. Boomer.
It's going to be terrible, but...
That game's for boomers, don't worry.
Oh, great. I'm in.
The game is like 20 years old, so it's...
Yeah.
All right. For today's episode... We're doing a 2024 wish list for Overwatch. I've been taking like a month break. I know there was some exciting stuff going on. Costa Avril, you did an episode with Hawk and Funny Astro. We'll be touching a little bit about Mauga later because I'm sure Jake has thoughts on Mauga. You have been sick, so you've been spared the ranked experience. Maybe it was better.
I've been playing some quick play. I've been quick playing while sick.
Okay,
I don't want to play ranked.
But we'll talk about that a little later. I got a little bit of Overwatch League. Trivia coming your way as well because we have Jake and Costa on, so that'll be a good little laugh. But first of all, we got the Overwatch 2024 wish list. Did anyone prep
for what today?
Yeah, ooh. Did anyone actually like
no,
what today?
I was 15 minutes late. Didn't realize it was a Thursday.
That's
you know,
rough.
The days are blending together.
It might. Yeah. Also, in my defense, I'm on UK time. Completely forgot. So there you go.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So no one prepped.
Yeah, it's time zone conversion is it's hard. It's hard. Okay. So at least I asked Twitter. Twitter had a few good suggestions. I made a scuffedly a list. But I figured, you know, okay, so we only need three. And the reason we only need three is I looked around to find like a website where we could make like a wish list. Because I needed some like graphical assistance here to make it look clean, and so like we had something in front of us, and so I
just pulled the notepad.
Yeah, I was gonna say just notepad.
Notepad.
This shit.
If you want to get really fancy, Notepad +++.
Well,
hold on now.
We don't have the budget for that.
We can't afford that.
I wanted some good graphics, and so I found this website right here. It's the Santa Post Office.
What is this?
Oh yeah, send it off to the North Pole.
And you can send email to Santa and you can click on this little rat here and
that says cuck.
What?
It says click on me.
Yeah, but it's like
it's too pixelated.
Yeah,
it's too pixelated. It looks like it looks very different. Very different meaning to that word or that sentence even.
Oh my god. All right. So
that's what Santa wants for Christmas.
Okay, let's get right to it. What are the three things you really, really, really want for Christmas? Add them below. Don't worry. Once you get your secret passcode from Bernard, you can change it as much as you want. Then write your email.
Bernard?
I don't know who Bernard is. But
are we filling out some like some family's like Christmas wish list thing?
No.
Is some
Santa.
Random family going to get
this? Is like one of those Facebook scams where you're like, yeah, and your mother's
yeah.
Your Santa's wish list is your mother's maiden name, the year you were born, and the school you went to as a kid.
Jesus Christ.
Your credit card number.
All right. SSN, it will be.
We just need three wishes. We need to come up with three wishes. So we can, you know, take some ideas. We can, you know, we can bounce them back and forth and see what three wishes we end on. So don't worry, you didn't come prep. We got a few ones. So I'll kick us off, okay? I'll kick us off with an idea just to, like, get the brains going, you know? Get the chemicals going. Gothenburg. You remember that map?
Gothenburg, yeah.
Gothenburg,
yeah.
In the story mode.
Spent 10 hours on that map when it came out.
Yeah. I remember.
Why is it not playable?
First.
Why is it not like a PvP map?
It seemed like a very bad PvP map.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's pretty like open.
A push map on fucking Gothenburg, just doing the rounds.
Like,
don't
you do like a lap on it? Is it? Don't you come back and end where it starts?
Yeah, it's a loop.
You could edit it. Yeah, you could fix it technically, right? You could just add like boxes and shit everywhere where there's loads of open space. But...
I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a scuffed ass PvP map to me.
Yeah, dude, there's so much open space. You guys,
it's just not a PvP map. Yeah. It's like I don't know.
Plus, I hate Sweden, so it's like, you know, that's a
so true.
No Swedish maps. Yeah. Let's keep them out of
our watch. It is, you know, aesthetically, it's really pleasing to play and watch. So, you know, I love some Gothenburg.
Yeah, against robots. When you play against Widowmaker, you're going to feel it's less aesthetically pleasing.
All right. Well, Gothenburg didn't go. Okay, I'll throw one more out, and then I need you guys to come in clutch, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We got some more Hero Mastery coming out. I saw that Costa, they're releasing Lucio, I think.
I did the Lucio one. I got five stars. Lucio, I made it.
Oh, 5 stars.
Yeah, take that, Kuki.
All right. So one Hero Mastery I'd like this year. Maugia Hero Mastery.
Okay, yeah. So what would it contain? It would contain a wall of robots, and then you would just go, and that's it. Oh, 5 stars! You killed them all quickly! Oh, so sick!
You gotta use the abilities correctly, you know.
There could be some sick, like, charge techs. The charge tech is
charge tech,
No.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to use the E, though. Cool, the self-heal ability is not going to be super interesting.
It'll be other bots shooting, and then you have to give them self-heal or something. I don't know. I mean, just give us more Hero Mastery, I think. I think that's more.
Well, we have
a
bunch coming out this month, right? There's like 4 coming out this month. They did
something
the Lucio
like
one. And the Lucio one and then more are coming out, which is cool. Like, Hero Mastery is fun. Like, it's a really fun thing to just sort of do and then run around. Like, it doesn't have much longevity, but like, some people play the shit out of those things as well. Like,
I mean,
some people
the fun is in like trying to get the high score, right? And
exactly.
And, like, competing for the leaderboard spots. I think that's what makes them have longevity.
I was so hyped
other
for the
than
game
them
mode.
Being so interesting.
Yeah.
I've not played a single one. I was so hyped. I was like, oh, this is gonna be really sick. I can't wait to do it. It'd be really fun. Like Ryan and like Tracer. I just never played a single one yet.
I played a couple.
Maybe I'll play the
Lucia
one.
And then I realized I don't care for it. I guess it's fun, but I guess I get I get that feeling, like the chasing the leaderboards out of chasing the leaderboards and playing ranked. It's for me, I guess, but like I'm not who those things are for. Those are for people who want like a totally different experience. I'm like, no, I'm perfectly happy playing ranked all day.
Yeah.
I'm one of those sickos who likes ranked.
I enjoy doing the Hero Masteries just to get 5 star. Like, I've never pushed the leaderboards because, like, it gets very, like, nuanced and, like, very weird. Like, if you're really trying to push the very top. But trying to get 5 star on all the maps is just, like, you got to learn a route. And then it's just about executing. It's a fun. Like, it takes me about, I would say, an hour to do all 3, usually when a new one comes out, which is fun to just sort of, like, ideate and do it. I am so shit at Winston, by the way. Oh, my God. The Winston one, that was not good. Like, it was real bad. So Johnny, I need you to pull it off so you can...
I'll give you the one... There's actually one secret to Winston, Custa. There's literally just one secret, all right?
Okay,
ready?
Here we go.
You just hold S when you jump, okay? Like, that's the most important secret. I guarantee you aren't doing it enough if you're bad at Winston. I guarantee it.
It's funny you say that because there was literally a time where 3 lives in a row, I accidentally forgot to short jump like 3 times in a row and just jumped off the map through the first time. So
I guarantee that's like 95%. Well, that's how you juggle too. Like, you need a short jump to juggle.
Yeah.
That's good advice, Jake. I endorse that. That's good advice.
What?
That's genuinely the thing that nobody understands about Winston, because everyone's used to holding W all game. Like, let's be honest. Like, let's be honest about what we do when we play this game. We hold W. You gotta change it up. Play with you hold W and then you press S for half a second to jump, and then you go back to holding W.
Jokes on you. I play Malgrin, just hold left click and right click. Okay.
I mean,
that's what you play Malgrin. You don't need to press S. That's a good idea. Like, you're doing the
don't
right
press
thing.
Anything else.
All right. So
that's pretty good.
Besides hoping for a new webcam for my wish list this year, because I don't know what the fuck's going on with mine currently. Quality's not great. I'm just gonna
bad
throw
as mine.
You. What?
It's as bad as mine.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like 640p.
Yeah,
I think it's because you're streaming the episode, right, Johnny? So
I don't know. But I'll give you an alley oop here, okay? Just a bit of a layup for you guys, so you can come in with a clutch wish list here. What do you guys want out of the Overwatch? This is a pretty loaded question. Overwatch 2024 2024 esports scene? Like, do you have
okay? Mine links in
esports system.
Mine links in with the actual game tournament system, tournament thing in game, tournament thing in game.
I have my
some sort of tournament client or like.
That's waiting.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Put it down.
What I want is this. I don't even say tournament. I just want a truly competitive way to play that is done in game, that is fully democratized, that is not like a big esports tournament. I mean, big esports tournaments, I also want to be great. But I want like a way to play the game that is truly competitive. I mean, ranked is not truly competitive, and it won't really ever be, because you're allowed to do things that are trolling, but like are like it's not illegal. Like that's what you can do. You want to grief a game. You just pick the worst hero you can think of, and then you still try your hardest. That's not against the rules. And yet it is sort of like, if you actually understand the game, blatantly, obviously trolling, toxic behavior, but it's allowed. And so I think as long as that's the case, ranked will have this problem. But if there's another way to play competitively, you know, I think that if basically in the end, it's like enforcing metas, and I understand not everyone wants that. And so I don't think it should be like, I can see why you don't make ranked that way, but something to that effect in the game, so that people can, I guess, like experience the way, in my opinion, the way Overwatch is meant to be played, which is like everyone working together and playing a cohesive strategy against an enemy team that's also doing the same.
Just a button on the main menu that says tournament mode. You click it, it opens up. You form a team. And then with the team, you sign up for a tournament that happens on a weekend, and you play the games, and you play through a small bracket, and bada bing, bada boom, you win some coins, or you win a banner, or you win whatever you want.
Everything just works flawlessly, and then we
flawlessly,
play a tournament,
yeah.
And
then you play,
things.
And exactly, you just win. Wait, it might not be free things; it might be like the credits, the other currency, right? The free credits. Yeah. Win some credits or something, like 5,000 credits goes to the first place team. I don't know. They can come up with some reward structure, but have a place where you can group up as a team and then face similarly skilled opponents in some sort of like tournament mode, because
you kind of schedule it so it's like on a weekend where
games, yeah,
lots of people.
I've written a whole document about this, don't worry. I have a whole document about this. You just have
preparing.
You have two tournaments over the weekend, and you can play in both of them if you want to. You don't have to play in both, you can only play in one. It just enables more people to play, because that's when most people are free, is the weekend. And yeah, you just kind of go from there. If it's using a third party kind of client, like, would be kind of annoying, because that's one step removed. You want it as easily accessible as possible. Like, one button and you're there, the screen is there. Modern day gamers will not know the pain of downloading Battlefield 2142 patch 1.21 from the unofficial website and then installing it yourself overnight, because the download speeds were dog shit back in the day.
This is a trauma response.
But
you do need something that's quite instant and just like, boom, it gets you there instantly, right? No.
At the same time, I wouldn't mind a third-party client for Andy, like for like more.
Oh sure,
like give me download me some viruses on
face it, basically, right?
That like
you want face it,
ESEA face it. Like there's all sorts of things. Like I'm thinking like
ESEA,
basically, that just have like a third part, like another client, another layer of anti-cheat. Because I think the main problem with this stuff is cheating, essentially.
Yeah,
like in-game tournament, because it's like hard incentive for people to cheat and like play with cheaters, but I still think that's rare, and in the end, it's not. It's like only a minor issue that doesn't, like, most people. I don't think there's enough prevalence of cheating where that's going to be like dominating the what's going on. And I also think Overwatch is one of the few games where you can actually beat cheaters if they're not. Yeah. Also, if you're like a strong player who's cheating, then okay, maybe you can't beat that. But if you're like most cheaters are just bad at the game, so you can beat them by just being smarter than them and, you know, jumping on them with heroes who have 1,000 HP. Like that's good. But I do think having more competitive ways to play, and I think that's sort of speaks to one of the, I mean, I know everyone's sad about the end of the Overwatch League, but I think that is one of the things that opens up for the future, is like a new competitive world that's more connected, because like that, what you're describing, Jack, can be like a sort of feeder.
It is like literally the seeds. It's not even a grassroots.
Right?
It is a seed that you plant in the ground, and then it grows into a system. Exactly. Then grows the grassroots. Exactly.
So it's think grassroots. It
would be, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm trying to go one step deeper with the analogy.
You're trying to get weird with the analogy, but this is the. I mean, it's a grassroots. Maybe that's what we can put on our wish list. Just good old Santa, good old Saint Nick, to Bernard or whatever the fuck.
Bernard. Yeah. What is?
I don't know.
Who is this guy?
But a nice grassroots competitive scene.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want in 2024.
Grassroots competitive scene. Thank you. Please put that in there. Have you played Premier? Did you play Valorant Premier or anything, Drake? I don't know if you play Valorant, but I
mean, Custom
maybe tried it or something.
He's talking like that. It's kind of like Clash, but for Valorant, they have like a Premier thing. I watch like Brent and Josh playing theirs every now and then. It's like it like auto seeds you against like other people of your rank, and then it puts you in a bracket, and then you
is
can
it
like win.
Five stack queue or solo?
Yeah, five stack queue. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's
it works
client,
very well.
It's like, or like its own subsection of the game. Like you click on it and it launches in that, and you can only queue as a five stack, and it queues you up against like the people that you're supposed to play against and stuff like that. So it like, that's essentially what you're looking for in Overwatch, is that like an in-game type thing where you can win rewards, because you can get like cool titles and stuff like that from that as well, and like name cards. So
yeah, Brent's got like Ignition Winner or whatever it is on his title in Valorant, yeah.
Like, I think everyone can agree that would just be good for Overwatch. One of the big things that it would do is, I think a lot of people, you know, I'm sure you guys can attest to this, a lot of Masters GM players, the reason they stop playing is like, they're like, I love playing the game. It's just, what am I going to do? I don't want to play in the Overwatch League, and the grassroots scene just doesn't exist because it's kind of been cut the knees out of it by Blizzard. If they can bring that back a little bit, I think that could really advocate like for the competitive scene a little bit more, because right now it just doesn't feel like we have anything. Here on Plat Chat, we talk about the top end, but you know, I'm sure Jack and Jake can also speak to it, and Johnny, where like some of the best times I remember of like online multiplayer gaming, team gaming, was like fucking Division 3, some shitty ass team where
DF2, maybe.
You're just trying to get a couple of buddies together to just like play in a little tournament.
Yeah.
Like that's
really that's a lot of fun. You know,
that's what's missing from a lot of esports these days, and I hope that that can garner that kind of success.
I will give Joss credit, because he's actually wanted us to participate in stuff as a Plat Chat team, and I'll make it a 2024 resolution that I'm down. Let's make it.
Let's go.
We got it.
Flash Ops or whatever it is. Yeah.
Now I just gotta perform. I just gotta get back on the grind. But I'll make
Johnny's got performance anxiety for the Plat Chat team, you know?
Oh man. But we'll get back to the grassroots. I mean, I agree with you, Custer, especially because Masters is one of the worst places you can be in when it comes to ranked. I've been there a few times. I don't think Jake, you've been there. I don't think you've been there recently, but Masters, I placed in plat
the season two when the medal ranks came out. I had played season one in Europe because I was like studying abroad, and that's when I started my first season. And I was like, I got like 79 or whatever the fuck it was back then, season one. But season two, I think because maybe my rank was like EU rank and not NA rank, I placed in plat. But then I won like 30 games in a row until I was GM. So I don't know. It was. I haven't spent much time in Masters. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Worst rank in the game?
I don't know about that. I think it's just a rank where you have people who are taking the game pretty seriously, because it is, in the end, it is like a, it's like what, top 5% or something, or maybe less.
Something less than that. Yeah.
So like top 2.5%, somewhere in there. Like it's like a high skill level. If you're like if you're honest about it, if you like take a broad perspective, right? If you're like a pro player, you're like, oh, Master's so low, but no, it's pretty high. But then there's still like, there's probably a lot of people have different ideas about the game because they haven't reached the pinnacle where like maybe everyone's understanding converges a little bit closer, because there's like, you know, there's just like a right understanding of the game, but and there's like only small details that are different really. When you're like at a super high level, but so people's they're a little more divergent, and but they're still confident in their.
It reminds me of the,
it makes a little more strife in Masters.
It's the Diamond. I don't know if anybody else recognizes this too, but the Diamond 2 of Overwatch, of League of Legends, had this meme where like Diamond 2 was like the worst rank in the game, because you weren't like Diamond 1 and then moving to Challenger, like that kind of elo. This was before even Masters was a thing, but it was just like the hard stuck people basically, and that's what it feels like. Although my DPS is like Masters 1 In support, I haven't been masters in a while, but my god, I am not very good at DPS, but Jesus, people like, holy,
okay,
you can
no.
see, you can tell the difference.
My take is because I actually did this, like it was towards the end of Overwatch 1, but I actually think Diamond is dramatically worse than Masters to
what?
Try and get out of.
It's way
because
more chill,
I actually
bro.
Have a graph. I was just looking for it, but I couldn't get it. Well, so I was doing the thing where I was trying to get tank, DPS, and support to 4,400 on a new account. Tank, I got like stuck in Diamond for like 50 games. It was like the strangest thing ever because I just couldn't win games. And the reason why I ended up working out is there's a lot of Smurfs, and it really comes right. down to, like, in Diamond, a GM Smurf can absolutely dominate the game, right? Where, like, if you had, they just had, like, a great Widowmaker or something like that. But also, teammates are just Papagas, but they think they know what they're doing because they're in Diamond. Because like,
weird. I think that about Masters.
I think you guys are both Delulu, let's be honest.
Why don't you carry the game? The thing is, I was carrying the game.
Just pick an AM hero and kill them all.
Jake, hear me.
He can't as a tank, to be fair.
It's so funny because I started low rank. I was like low Diamond to start with. I got stuck and I'm like, maybe I just suck at tank. But I blasted through Masters. I went like 20-0 through Masters, but I went like 30-15 through Diamond.
You should have just one-tricked Hulk.
Limited hero pooling or what?
No, like, I was playing whatever the fuck I want. Like D.Va was like the hard carry back then, like in Overwatch.
Oh, Overwatch
1? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, this is Overwatch 1 as well. So it was like it was a while ago. But I still to this day think that Diamond is like harder to get through than Masters because I think that it's just chaos down there.
It just sounds like PTSD. It's just like, yeah, 3 years ago, Diamond was awful.
It was.
I wish I could just play heroes that kill things, and you will rank up if you're better than the rank.
That's 100% the way to do it if you want to climb on tank. But I'm telling you, the Smurfs, that's how they get you. There's so many Smurfs in Diamond, and it just 100%.
Not so much anymore. The detection's pretty good now.
The Smurfs, I mean, I also think Smurfing is like, in order to actually make an account a Smurf, so I made a new account, right? And so I played all myself. So I'm not even like breaking a rule. I played all the quick play myself. And I was playing with like new friends in quick play or like relatively low rank players. But I actually played. I mean, I wasn't like standing still. I'm like shooting people in quick play. I wasn't like super tryharding. I'm like just playing Soldier 76 every game or something, or Genji. Like I'm like picking whatever heroes I want to play. I'm not like thinking super hard. But I placed in GM, like I got ranked and I played my ranked games and I got like GM, like mid GM was my placement. And it's like,
yeah, I would say the Smurf detection system is way better now.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
Also,
it's way better.
The reason my account was tanked is, and I didn't realize this, is I leveled up my account by just playing custom games. Every time I was playing custom games on stream or doing it, I played on custom games, but therefore it doesn't give you a hidden MMR because I didn't play a lot of quick play.
Yeah,
so it like placed me in like plat for all of my ranks. I was like, oh shit. That was not the point of this like account, so it took me a little bit to like get out. And I was like, "Oh, it's fine. I'll climb through Diamond super easily on tank. It'll be fine, right?" And it took me like 50 games, and I was really upset about it.
All right,
so, I'm pretty confident you can carry in every role, but
oh yeah, I think in tank these days you can absolutely carry way harder 100%. Than you could in the past.
I think every role. I think you can carry on support.
Oh yeah,
you just kill stuff. Every role can kill things now, so you just kill things and you win. Like
that's what it sounds like. Everything is overpowered in the world. Every role is good.
So the DPS won't. DPS players will not tell you that. They will not tell you that.
DPS is fine. I think
they will say they're the weakest role in the game, and they will complain that
DPS has like the passive is like a meme. Like it's like you reload.
It is a joke.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hanzo doesn't even have one, bro. He can't shoot his arrows quicker or something.
If you get a kill, I don't know. It's a silly passive. It's a silly passive for DPS. So
all right. Well, we still have grassroots competitive scene as our number one spot in our wish list. Now, I'm going to allow you some time to think, and we'll actually get a viewer-submitted wish list.
Viewer-submitted? Oh, wow, we got the technology?
Here. Yeah, we do, actually. So I got a Twitter response right here from Carson, who wants, I also secretly want hero kits. I'd be okay not congesting the game's roster with new heroes by creating new iterative kits for existing heroes. So the way I think about
don't
this
say
is,
we don't want new heroes, guys. Nobody say that. That's not true.
You can ask for kids
we want
without giving
new heroes. We always want new heroes. Say it with. We could go. Let's have 100 heroes in Overwatch. That's what I think.
Yeah, But I guess the gist of it would be, what if you could play, I'm going to say Reinhardt, because, but like, what if you could play a more damage-oriented Reinhardt, but you could also play a more protective-oriented Reinhardt, maybe better shielding and stuff like that?
It makes me think like TF2, like you can run with...
Yeah, like a loadout. Yeah,
like weapons
TF2, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because I mean, it kind of does. He's the grandfather of hero-based shooters, bro. Come on, now.
I mean, the thing about TF2 that was interesting is, with the unlockables, is like some of them like objectively ruined the game. Like they were so either like
most overpowered. Most of them were banned.
Scene, we just banned all the, because there were some that were like heinous. I mean, back in, there was this heavy
vaccinator.
No. Don't even
that. That is a heavy minigun
that would slow people.
The way it worked was it would just
set your speed to the value of the slow. So all the stuff in the game that let you like jump and fly through the air, if you get hit by one bullet from the heavy, you just stop and sink like a stone. I mean, it was like the most, you like can't, like half the characters in the game can no longer play.
Natasha, that's it.
You didn't play TF2. There was so many like super problematic BS things.
Yeah.
But it's like such a casual game. It doesn't matter.
Which was fine for the game. But I also think there's a major design problem with it, which is that it's hard to tell what the enemy team is running. Like when you see a Reinhardt in Overwatch, you know what Reinhardt does.
Yeah.
Right? You know exactly what he does and like exactly where his limitations are and his strengths, his weaknesses. This thing, I mean, they changed it so it's not as abusive, but when it came out, it was like, you literally like, I mean, it was like unbelievable how badly it ruined the game. Like it was like the whole, one of the most fun, exciting things about the game in TF2 is explosive jump.
It was the first was like
rocket jumping through the air.
Heavy.
And landing on people. And then the Natasha was like, no, you can't do that anymore. And people ran two Natasha heavies as like, that was the meta because it was so insanely, you like can't play against it. So I do think some of these unlocks, it's like, or like a kit loadout thing. I could see it, but it's like, you have to make it somehow obvious that that's what the person's running so that the enemy team could like be aware of it and play against it. Because some of the unlocks were just objectively like better and made the game more fun. Like, you know, they had like a new, like the Uber saw or something was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. For sure.
It's just better.
Yeah, it was just like ridiculously better in every way. And, or like the medic had like a crossbow that was like super sick. You could do like skill shot healing on your teammates from long range, which is like, oh, that's super cool.
I think if you were to do something like this, you'd have to boil it down to what I think the medic is a very good example of this in TF2, where you have the two different playstyles. If you ignore every other loadout option he has, except for Kritzkrieg and like default medigun, that's like two very different styles of play. If Overwatch kind of had something like that, you'd only only two lanes of like Rein with bigger hammer does more damage. I don't know. And like this one has bigger shield.
Yeah.
And but he moves quicker as well. Bigger shield moves quicker a little bit. You know, I don't think you'd deviate in too many paths because the game then just becomes so confusing with the amount of heroes that Overwatch has. Like compare that to TF2, who have never released a hero.
I mean,
or like never released.
That's how they're going to make the game different, is new play styles.
Exactly.
For heroes, right?
Exactly.
There's demo
you
knight
just have,
and there's demo man. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Different weapons, different loadouts. That's just the characters. But with Overwatch, with the almost need right now, and just how the model works, is like releasing new heroes, making them fun, making them exciting. You can't really have loadouts and kits as well in there. I think it's an interesting idea. It sounds like a very fun like workshop mode. Of like doing things, and actually it sounds like the PvE almost, you know, when they had like skill trees and everything like that,
yeah,
like upgrading and do
version,
different things,
yeah.
Like it seems like it's more in tune for like a PvE style of environment.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it in PvP because I think it's too hard to like make it visually clear what's going on in the game, like, you know, whereas right now in Overwatch all the heroes are visually clear, like you know that that's an Echo and that that's like a Cassidy, you know, but like how do you know that it's a Cassidy with this grenade equipped or that grenade equipped?
Yeah. Like,
that's like, I don't know. It gets into a territory where it hurts the visual clarity of the game, which I think is people underrate how valuable that is. And TF2 was more okay because they just never released. It was like the nine heroes, right? So I feel it's a cool idea, but I don't know if it actually fits well in PvP. I think that the costs are bigger than the benefits. When you could easily make, I think I'd rather see like a new hero that's kind of like Hitscan, right? Like we just have like, oh, there's like a bunch of different Hitscan heroes, you know? So instead of making a Cassidy who has a different movement mechanic, we just have a Sojourn, you know, or an Ashe or a Widowmaker. Yeah. So for me,
that's how we get variety, is just adding another.
I don't like this idea.
All right. Yeah. I'm down, Carson. I'm sorry, Carson. But thank you. Thank you for your tweet.
Submission. Rejected.
This is where we need like a rejection graphic on this.
Yeah, like the buzzers and it goes burr, like yeah, the X's. Exactly.
All right.
I think it'd be fun for a PvE mode though. They should just release a PvE mode, guys.
I mean, they kind of already did that in a way.
PvE forehead.
With the upgrades and stuff.
Yep. YouTube chat also hated Hero Kid said. I don't want to add. Okay, I don't want to add fuel to the fire, Carson. But no one liked your idea.
Add more.
Well, I kind of did actually. I kind of did like the idea because I like silly. Anyway, I don't know if you guys came up with any other wishlist stuff. So I think
I just thought of one for TF2.
I just thought of a crazy idea.
I want to see like total for fun workshop, like but like maybe like an arcade queue. I don't know how the servers work. If this like can function, but like. What I miss is like, give me like a 12v12, you know, like just.
He's cooking too much. Listen.
Because I'm telling you, like, give me like a 12v12 and like open up the floodgates as far as the matchmaking goes. Like, give me some, it doesn't matter how good you are in 12v12. I mean, there's just like a swarm of enemies. Like, I don't know. You know, I think there's something about the and like let people leave if they want to leave. It's like 11v12. No, you're not even gonna notice, man. No one's gonna know if it's 11v12. You know, and that's so I think fun. Those like really high fun. Numbers, really high numbers pubbing. Obviously, like 16v16 was not competitively interesting in TF2, but it didn't matter. There was like five engineers who all have their turrets up. Give me like the 10 Torbs holding last. You know, like versus 10 Hans.
I will be in command of the Torb army, holding the last point on Dust Bowl.
I think truly those high numbers pubs are really fun in a lot of games.
Yeah, and I think
they're
so.
Very casual. But like, I think it could be a fun casual mode. I don't know how the server architecture works, but like, surely this is achievable in the modern era. Maybe the maps are going to be weird. Like, I don't know.
What if you shrink all the heroes by like 25% so everyone's smaller, so the map feels bigger? And then all of a sudden,
that would be sick. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Wait a second.
Yeah, okay, actually, I like it. I like
the
it.
The push bot like runs you over. Yeah.
I
think
like
it's a neat
idea. You know, 12 man grab, 12 man shatter.
Like
12 man shadow. Whoa.
It's like Overwatch is like a weird game for it, but like. And it could be problematic, but that's the thing. I just think you just hand wave the problems away because
that's why it'd be an arcade. It's like mode. It doesn't matter. Like it kind of reminds me of the big servers on Battlefield, like 64 versus 64.
Man. Yeah.
There was a game back on PS3, and it was like one of the first. It was like innovative at that point. It was like 128 versus 128. Was it War? WAR? Or something like that.
I remember this, I think.
Yeah, it was a PS3 game. It was online only, because I remember when they shut the servers down, we couldn't sell it anymore. I think it was just WAR, PS3. It was an early PS3 game. But like, it's just ridiculous. It was just insane, because there are just so many people. We're almost like PlanetSide 2 as well, if anybody's
played
that game.
Mag. Is it Mag?
Oh, Mag. No, you're right. Yeah, no, Mag. Yes, Jake.
I think I played this game when I was like 12 or something.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, like open, like super large, like crazy combat. Yeah, it's stuff like that. I think would be kind of neat. Yeah, and
yeah, maybe
I don't know
put it on like 2CP or something. And like
I don't know if you'd limit classes or something.
There's no way this is the game.
This looks right. Yeah, this looks about right. It was like 1-2-8 players. On each side. The map was obviously huge, right? A lot bigger than like even the biggest Battlefield maps at the moment, because they're only 64 versus 64. But yeah, this is a very... Look how early 2000s this is, man. Yeah. Holy...
This looks surprisingly good for...
Look at that hand grenade!
Oh, my.
Made out of Half-Life, baby.
That animation. Yeah, it might be built in the Source Engine. You never know.
Oh,
the RPG, bro. Oh, look at him go!
Oh,
rest in peace.
I got huge nostalgia right now. This is crazy.
Maybe it's hard because maybe you have to make new maps for it, but I would just love to see them make something like that for Overwatch. Just like a true pubbing mode for Overwatch. I don't know. I think one of the weaknesses of 5v5, I love 5v5 and 6v6 as like competitive, not even to get into that debate of this, but just the small numbers teams, right? I think that is like crucial for competitive play. It's not fun to play competitively with like, there's like a limit, you know, to where it's like, all right, you can't really compete with too many players. It just gets weird. And it's like impractical for esports and stuff. But I think for like true pubbing, having this chaotic ultra high numbers experience can be fun.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I'd happily put this on my wish list for the 12 versus 16.
128 versus 128.
We're bringing it back. If PS3 can handle it, so can we.
Yeah, hey, we have easy. The technology.
We have the technology. Might, that's definitely outside as well.
Like, what about Flashpoint? Oh, check it out. You do Flashpoint. But you have like two capture points active at once, and then it's 12v12. It's like, he's cooking. Where are you going to go? Yeah. Like,
That actually, they're already large maps. That actually kind of works.
Winston's going to be the best hero in the game. Zip zaps everybody's out. Or Doomfist.
Oh, yeah, zapping everybody.
Yeah, you just do like remove like hero limits, and you can have everyone runs like six Winstons out with like a Lucio.
Six Winstons.
No hero limit.
No hero limits. Like, no rules.
That'd be fun.
You could also cap it at like something, you know, you could be like, oh, max of four of a max four tanks.
Nah, don't max it. No, fuck it. Don't max it.
I don't want to.
You could always experiment.
Goats, Omega goats of like, eight tanks and three Briggs and a Lucio.
You
like,
remember playing fucking Gold Rush and then you're like, hey, let's all go engineer, guys. It'll be funny. Yeah. And then you turn the corner and there's just 12 engineers looking at you.
You don't. It's like, huh, nobody's defending first point. That's weird.
So weird. Got a dispenser here.
Dude, I love playing NG and TF2, bro. One of my finest moments when I was growing up was getting like 100 teleporter streak. 100 people using my TP as a man in down the fort on Dust Bowl, bro. Oh, just sitting all the way at the back, my Wrangler in hand, just like gunning people down, infinite ammo, dude. It's so much fun. It's just the chaos of pubs is just insane. I think it's funny. It's funny that I bring that up because I've never really felt that pubby experience in Overwatch. Wherever I do play quick play, I don't want to say it's like formulaic or anything, but it's, you know, it's just kind of ranked but not ranked almost. There's no other round, but like it doesn't feel as pubby. Like with TF2, obviously there was no. Well, there was a ranked mode, like two people play that mode. It was. When we played 6v6, or when we played like even Highlander, which was like the more fun mode, the actual like all classes mode, which is really fun, that it felt way more like serious. Like the gap and the bridge was like way bigger between that and pubs. Maybe it shouldn't be that big, but like having three options, quick play, ranked, and then just a random crazy mode, I think, you know, there's room for it there. I don't think you should take away quick play anytime soon, but yeah, I think there's a good spot.
After this episode, I'm definitely pitching that chat Team Fortress 2 for you.
We should
get an episode going with Brent Side
Show. Kurt tried to get people to play TF2 recently. He tried action, and everyone
was
like,
"Good, TF2's fun."
No,
Serbs can get DDoSed.
Oh yeah, that is true. This is like the protection is probably so bad.
Well,
that zero protection, pretty much. It's pretty epic.
All right. So we'll write down our second wish here, which is Jake's suggestion here. I think we can all agree. Do you want to settle for 12 versus 12? 16 versus 16?
I'm down for anything, man.
Large
high numbers.
Servers. High pub numbers.
High player count pubs.
High player count public. Well, we can't say public.
Just say pubs. Just say
pubs.
Pubs.
High player count.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, gotta phrase it quickly for Sana. So
in
case he doesn't watch the podcast.
That's so true.
Put it in Overwatch terms. So,
like, I know it's gonna be a super problematic game mode, but just as an arcade, you know, funny memes, I think it could be fun. Like, and like, honestly, like, if it's 12v12, screw it, put it on a normal map, man. I know it's gonna be dumb, but it's like, who cares? That's like, you know, it's gonna be dumb in those games.
Yeah,
Costa, you said you had a suggestion.
All right, my first one isn't a real one, but this is just like a wish for this year is I feel like we go in a circle every like 3 months where people start complaining about 6v6 and 5v5. Like,
oh, guys, my God.
My point is it's Jova, guys. They're not going back to 6v6. It's over. Regardless of whether you sit on the 6v6 or the 5v5 fence, like, we don't need to have this discussion every 3 months. Yes, maybe it was better in 6v6. Overwatch 1 was better. The game is so heavily balanced around 5v5, it's not going back to 6v6. Can we please stop making a great debate about it every, like, 3 months? I would very much appreciate that. I've been on the podcast with SVB. I like it, but it's not even the ones doing it. I see a Reddit thread, like, once every month, like, about, like, talking about 6v6 and 5v5. So let's just move on as a people, you know? We can live in the past. But yeah, we need to move on. The real one I want, and I actually, like, this is maybe too realistic for this wish list, is I want the new rank system to come out, and my wish is that it's really good. Like, it doesn't need to be anything exciting or new. It just needs to emulate what a lot of other rank systems do, and I think that would be huge for the game, because right now it feels like we're kind of in this
this loop where rank doesn't really matter. And, you know, they've talked about it and they said it's coming. So I just, my wish is that it works and it's good.
Yeah, agree.
That's a fair one.
I like to put the 6v6, 5v5 thing to bed. I feel like in the end, guys, it's like, why was the tank queue instant for everybody? It's because nobody was fucking playing tank in 6v6. As well, everyone's like, it was so fun. It's like, yeah, well, you weren't playing tank apparently. So
I, as a DPS, was having so much fun in 6v6.
It was so much better when other people were doing something that nobody wanted to do, and I just want them to keep doing that for me. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I just want us to move on as a people, you know? We will rebuild.
All right, so actual ranked being good. What does that entail? Do you want to be more specific about that, or?
Well, I think it just needs to go to a similar, like, you can honestly copy the Valorant model or the League of Legends model, and I think it makes more sense. That you need to do more tracking. You want to see your progress as you go throughout these ranks, which they've said that they're going to be doing. We're going to be coming back to numbers. I hope that there's a revamp of top 500. That's in the wish list as well, like something that feels
just
more impactful.
Delete top 500.
Yeah, delete top 500 and go. Like, they said that there was like rumored that there was going to be another rank, right? Oh. Like above GM or something like that. I don't know what that is or what that looks like. I'm hoping it's kind of like the Apex system where it's like you get to Masters until you're like a number that continuously goes up until you get into.
They announced it at BlizzCon.
Yeah, they went through it all. It's all there. Like, I just, my wish is that it's good and it's well fleshed out and thought, because this is the fourth iteration of a ranked mode that I think we've had throughout the history of Overwatch, and like none of them have really hit that well. Like, the best one is probably the second one that ever came out, the 5000 SR system. I think that was probably the best system we ever had in Overwatch ranked. So
I don't like because having a capped SR is it creates. I think having uncapped numbers is cool. Actually, I think uncapped numbers are better, just for the purposes of like making the end game more like interesting for high level players. Like, the problem is you'll never like in Overwatch, the SR system, I mean, it was the competitive integrity is actually higher in a system like that, because 4500 means the same thing throughout all the seasons in the sense of like where you are relativistically on the bell curve. Whereas in Dota, like, people keep getting higher ranks year after year. They keep pushing the MMR threshold up, which is like, sure, you can think like mathematically that's a flaw. Oh, that's not such a good system. But in the end, it's more rewarding as an end game, so that you can keep playing and keep trying to get higher and higher and higher. And that's realistically achievable. Whereas with the cap SR system, you're like, okay, I hit 4.7 or something. That's like the highest I've ever hit. Like, that's sick. But then, I don't know, like, where do you go from there? And you're like, okay, I hit the highest peak. You know, I don't know, like, feeling like there's nowhere to go from there is a huge problem for the people who play the game the most by far. They should just have more. They should have more incentive to keep playing and feel like they're rewarded for it.
Well, it's like Apex has the infinitely scaling RP, and it just keeps going up and up and up and up, and like, people have hit 20k. I'm not sure what the highest recorded one, but it's like 20 plus k RP, which is insane. Obviously, at that point, you're like top Predator rank. Just kind of an uncapped system is nice. I would think the only issue would be is like actually matchmaking those people against others. But like, then in that case, you would have to have like,
you might have an actual bell curve system that does cap it, that you don't show people. Like, you'll need two systems. You'll need like a...
Exactly.
Like
a technically, we've had two systems, and we always had two systems. The MMR and the actual SR, right? Like, the SR is always the visible rank. The MMR is like what's technically or possibly like infinitely scaling. Like, matching the people at the top end, you have to do some probably funky fucking maths and like algorithms and like sorting out of like the players at the top end when they're queuing and like how, like, who they can actually be matched up against. Because you don't want, say for example, the old system wasn't capped, and like it wasn't capped at 5k. You know, Evermore got 5k, a few people got 5k. Imagine those players
by abusing
the system. Sure. Yeah, yeah. All right, sure. But like, imagine people are hitting like 5k now and like 6k maybe. Like, you don't want like a 6k player playing against someone that's in technically the same rank, because it would be like Grandmaster, but like, you don't want them playing against like a 4.1k player.
As Jake said, I think you just cap the MMR, right? Like, like the MMR can be capped. Like, you can't, it just,
but you can still see the number, right?
Just because they're 6k doesn't mean like, well, to offset, we're giving you a 3k player. Good luck. Like, they can't do that.
I think this also ties in though with the idea of like a better in-game accessible competitive system, because I think in the end, matchmaking for the highest rated players is, it's just a, I don't think it's a solvable problem. It's like too hard of a problem to solve because people's skill gets so out of whack, like average system. Like, I mean, you look at top 500 or something, regardless of people's ranking in top 500, if you put like pro players together in a lobby versus, like, I had a game, it was like a few weeks, like a couple weeks before the holidays. It was like a hilarious game where it was like me and all the players on my team were like contenders players or pro players or just like high rank players who play lots of heroes. And we picked like a good team comp, and the other team was literally 5-1 tricks. It was hilarious. It was like,
oh, I was in that game with you actually, where you said it, and we were up against like the Junkrat, and Jake, I've never seen Jake so savage. He's like, the consequences of your actions, like, you have to deal with this moment.
I said, you deserve each other. Because it was, I mean, they like can't play, you know, the game is over before it begins. We're like trolling them, and we can't lose because we're like playing together and playing well and good heroes, and they're not, and they get stomped. And so I think in the end, the flaws in the system are just get too extreme at the top end. And so for those players, it's better to just have like, congrats, you beat this system. Now you go play over there. And like, and basically you play with each other. And like, you have like a mode where people can be queued for this competitive scene, like the real competitive thing while they're playing ranked. You know, it's like, oh, I'm playing ranked. And it's kind of like, it's like between quick play and a serious mode. But then, looks like there's like 8 people added up to this like hardcore mode or whatever, like the pro, you know, whatever competitive mode, that's all going to be competitive players who have that same mindset. You put them all together, and then, you know, that creates a much more fair game. It's not even about skill differential. Like, even if you take like a top owl pro versus like a low, like a relatively low skill contenders player, theoretically from like the rank system, the rank system might think these players are like really far apart, but actually I think you just get much better games by putting all those players in the same room. I think Overwatch has this weird problem where like, even if you're not as quote unquote good, where like your rank, like your SR isn't that high from like, let's, I mean, I'm saying you're like low top 500, right? Where most pros would say, oh, that's like not very high. But if you're like a person who has a competitive mindset and knows how to play on a team and is going to be like playing the hero you're supposed to play, calming and listening to comms. And like, if you do those 3 things, then the games are going to be way, way more competitive between both teams, even if there's a bigger skill gap. And I think so. The system can't account for the differences between, you might be like a really, really high skill Junkrat one trick, but you're still ruining the game for if you're playing against like a full team of that's like working together, you know, to deal with you.
Yeah, that's true.
The game gets like, it's just like can't adapt to those 2 different types of skill that you have, like your raw mechanical aim skill. If everyone's playing the game silently, and then you have your like ability to team play, and Overwatch has these 2 skills in one game, and they're like totally overlapped, and there's no way to really differentiate them, and so you almost want a new system that allows people to like engage in that team play mechanic that's like intentional, and everyone's accepting we're gonna do that. Whereas some people in Overwatch don't want that, and they want to just queue up and play Junkrat all day, which is like okay, but you know what I mean? There's never been a system that said, all right, for the people who want to like make hero picking part of the game that we can communicate about, there's another mode.
That's what my wish list, new wish list, I take back everything else I said. My wish for the year is that people start using their fucking mics in Overwatch ranked again.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's no real one uses bad. Mics. Nobody talks in the game anymore. And Overwatch is so much better when people just use their microphones because like people are working together. It's so much more fun. But it feels like, especially, I don't know if it's different at other ranks, but at GM, man,
no one comms. Unless you know somebody in the lobby, no one comes. Like,
getting in there? No. You gotta be the change you want to see in the world. You gotta get in there, type in the text.
Well,
chat.
Me and Scott are chatting all the time where people say, are talking and stuff, and then we're just talking to each other.
Voice. Let's go.
I'm not begging people to get in voice, bro.
I'll beg. Like, come voice. I come. Go. And then you dominate the opposition with your teamwork.
Yeah. It's just more fun. I don't even care about winning as much as you, Jake.
I just want to win, and it helps you win.
I just want people to talk. You know, I don't want that fucking DPS player. Like, the worst feeling ever is when you get in a game, both of your DPS players aren't in voice, and then they just, like, go int-in over and over again. You're like, well, great. You know, we just lost.
I will say, though, the part of the problem is that people don't know how to use comms up. Like a medium or low.
It doesn't even matter. Just say something. You know, you can say everything.
I mean,
wrong.
For top 500, I agree. People should be able to comp. But the problem is, like, people's understanding of the game is so bad. Like, I remember when I did an unranked, to GM a long time
educational.
Ago. And I did.
Yeah, of course.
and my rule was no comic. So that was like the challenge.
Educational.
What to do.
Educational.
You can't, like.
No, I'm talking to the stream, but I'm not allowed to talk to my teammates. Because I'd be like, go do this. Come play with me, you know? And then I could, like, ultra carry the game by just telling people what to do is, like, super broken if you actually know what to do. But the problem I realized listening to people talk is people are like, so, I mean, that's their skill. Like, they don't know what to do. And so they say things confidently that are deeply wrong. And it's like, that is bad. Like, you should not have spoken. Like, it would have been better if you were silent.
And yeah, there's a reason why you're not in those ranks, Jake, and you're in a different rank completely. Because you motherfuckers,
My point is that, like, whether or not I was in this game, I didn't say anything, you know? It's just that,
but
like,
it doesn't matter. Like, you just learn, though. If you're at that rank and you're peepo talking, you're wrong all the time, like, it just doesn't matter. If it works, it works. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there are rules down in those ranks. It's like the outlaw. Like, they don't make the fucking rules. They're not following any kind of rules. They're just trying to win. And if they win, they win. If they say stuff, but it's bad.
My point is, it's really this other system in which we should say, yeah, like, part of a competitive system is you have to have a mic and you have to talk.
Like, yeah, that's, again, it gets solved in a sense with this, like, almost in-game kind of client tournament system where, like, you can queue up, and the motive for you to queue up is playing with people you know, or, like, maybe you don't know, maybe you found some pug team on Reddit or something.
I think you should be able to
solo queue. And then you're in there playing.
You into a system where it's just, like, you actually will get banned for doing things. Like, there are rules that don't exist in ranked. Like,
so,
rules like
FPL, then.
Like, no grief picks, exactly. Like, basically, you're not allowed to troll pick. You're not allowed to, like, no mic, like, do whatever you want. It's like, and like, basically you're forced. There's like a rule that you have to work together as a team. And like, yes, this is like a squishy rule. And maybe, I don't know if it's suitable for something like ranked. It's too hard to enforce. But if you have a system where people are like kind of all agreeing, there's a social contract, right? Where everyone's like, okay, we all want like more of a scrim pug environment. That's what I'm asking for. I say, like, let ranked go to hell. And let's just make a new system. Because I think trying to approach this in rank is like, what are you going to do? You're going to say you have to common rank? Good luck. You know, you need a.
Santa, what the fuck? Come on, man.
I really like the sentiment, but I think the only issue I find with that is, if you're going to create kind of an FPL kind of system like in Counter-Strike, where you're going on to, like, face it and you're getting it's not even a rank to do with, like, you're not global. Well, you're probably global if you're playing, like, FPL or face it or whatever.
No, but, because, like, there's face it, like, level one where people are like, that's not even.
Sure,
I could,
but the population
of
those queues are going to be even lower. Like, I think sometimes this podcast and, like, us in general as people, we overestimate the amount of people that play at, like, the level where people would actually queue up for this kind of mode. And I think the dilution of players going to a different ranked system that says you have to use a mic, you can't troll pick. So what's that? That's probably going to wipe out half of GM because all one tricks. And, like,
yeah, well, they can keep playing in GM. And
I mean, that's fine.
It's the people who want a different experience
but
who,
like,
stop playing in GM.
But, like, again, you are diluting the queues down. You need those one tricks because you need them for the queue times.
Or here's the thing with the second system too is you have two. You can, like, play in two things at once. You can have, like, a queue up, and you're like, oh, this queue is gonna take 20 minutes to get enough of, like, high rank.
You
players.
Just play quick play.
Yeah, or
for
we
20
we
minutes.
You play quick play. You play DM games. You play whatever. You play other stuff.
Already have, like, again,
well, you have that for rank, but my point is that you're doing that right now while you're waiting for a rank queue, and my point is you can be doing that while waiting for another, or you can even be playing rank games, and it's like, if it's like something like FPL where there's gonna be like a captain pick and stuff, I mean, the queue, once the queue pops, it's a long process. Maybe you play a best of three on three maps for when the queue pops. Maybe it's like you're queuing for a longer, in the end it's just like a tiered system where right now we have, like, quick play arcade stuff that's like zero, like, ultra low commitment. You do whatever you want. Ranked is like moderate commitment. You're queuing up to play one game. But then there can be like another one above that where, like, okay, you're going to queue up for like a best of three. There's going to be ranked. There's more enforcement. There's more expectations on you as a player. In my opinion, even a lot of people who are like in Diamond or whatever want this. They want to play in like a team environment. They want to play in an environment in which everyone is going to, like, they're going to try and pick the best team comp they can and, like, try to work together. you know, I think honestly that this is like something that I don't know. In my opinion, people will want this, and maybe it dilutes the queues, but isn't, I think that's the point of being free to play, is that like you can dilute your queues a little bit more, that you have a bigger player base, yeah. And that I don't know.
I want the success of this stuff too.
In other games, to me, suggests like why can't it work in Overwatch?
I do want this system too, and it sounds great because that's all I'd ever play. But yeah, it's just people already complaining about queue times now, and I'm just like, bro. And the thing is with like long queue times, it has like such a negative consequence, I think, on the player base and the perception of the game and perception of these different like systems within the game, that negatively impacts the queue times more, because like I don't want to queue up for like half an hour to play a game. Like sometimes when me and Scott were doing like through the season, sometimes we'd sit in like 17-minute queues. Yeah. And that's
but
like,
we're
okay,
also
that's
double
fair.
Support in the
that's, yeah, we're double support and we're doing. And the queues will definitely be a lot shorter if we were solo queuing. So there is that aspect of it. But the dilution and then people like the posting the screenshots, oh, I'm in a queue for an hour. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just think it would cause too much of a negative and like perception of like that kind of system. And then eventually it kind of dips off. And as soon as it starts dipping off, the more it's just going to cascade effect, because the queues just get infinitely and progressively longer. But like I said, I would love a queue system like this. And if they even just tried it next year with a kind of tournament or like a ranked mode or something, I think that would be great. Because I think Overwatch, and we can all agree to this, and a lot of people that are watching probably can agree too, if you get into a game with five players that have the same goal of winning, regardless if they're a one trick, like, hey, I'm going to pick whatever, I don't mind. Like, well, I just want to win this game. I'm going to calm, I'm going to help, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know, it makes the game infinitely better. Like, and that goes for any game, to be fair, as well. But in Overwatch, it is something magical when everybody's kind of on the same page and actually just like screaming at each other in comms and just like,
I think one tricking actively is like works against it.
Right? Yes, 100%.
Because I think you're just like refusing to engage with the game mechanic.
Yeah.
In the
game. I do not like one tricks at all. I think it genuinely ruins the game.
Like, it's.
Yes, agreed.
And so it's like, there's no rule against it. But in the end, in Overwatch, that's like how the game is actually played at a competitive level, is that like you change your strategy. Yep. And if you just can't do that because one player like won't participate in a different strategy, it's like, all right. I mean, well, so my point is that that's fine for ranked, and I don't think you should take it away in ranked. I just wish there was a system in which we did take it away and we said, all right, what if we all agree that we were willing to play two strats?
You will get the Circuit Royale that me and Scott had the other day with Silvok and Cum Goblin 69 locking Torb, and we let them fight. And we one of them wins. And it is just a spectacle. We're all gathered around watching them in a small room. And then Cum Goblin 69 gets his head caved in by Silvok's hammer. So, yeah, you know, rest in peace. But yeah, it was very sad, actually.
Silvok wins and hits the bong.
Yeah, exactly. He just hits it and hits the vape. I mean, yeah, I'd like it because... Honestly, Jake, what would be really funny is then looking at the rank queues, and then it is just all one tricks. And it is just one tricks versus one tricks, and the hell that would cause would
See,
just make my
That's what I
year.
Want. I think they deserve each other. And I think they, so, I think, so honestly, true. If you're a one trick, though, I don't think they care. I think they're like, actually, I think that's genuinely fine. Like, yeah. I don't think, if you're like playing Junkrat every game, you're like, oh, I wish the enemy team would be playing Echo and D.Va and working together. Like, no, I don't think you think that.
All right. good little rant there. So before we need to move on from this segment, because we actually have a deadline at noon, right? But before we submit the wish list here, I do want to take time one more time, bring in the audience. We got one more tweet here, and this might be a bit of a controversial take here, so I'm asking for patience here. I'm like asking for respect from you guys. Don't be rude here.
Good luck.
Okay, if you dislike this idea, don't be rude. Okay, so I'm asking for some respect for Tristan, who says map pools in comp. There's a lot of mid maps in Overwatch, and having them thinned out for a season helps get better maps more frequently. So I'm playing on Lijiang 1 times out of 12 instead of 1 times out of 30. Map pools back in, does that sound reasonable?
Actually, semi-based. I quite like this.
Okay. I thought you'd be hard opposed.
No, I disagree with this, because your idea, the idea is like, yeah, I agree. I love playing Lijiang as much as the next guy, but then Lijiang, one time Lijiang's out of the pool and I get to play Numbani 1 out of 12 games. Oh, I'm really looking forward to playing Numbani 1 out of 12 games.
Dunkertown.
Like, I think, but I agree. Tristan's cooked. But the way I would fix it is I would say the developers need to be more lenient about removing maps from the game, or just like they realize they need to hard fix maps that are just universally disliked by a lot of people. Like they did with Paris, right? Like, yeah. I think Numbani was in a good spot when it wasn't in the game. I thought that was the best time I've ever played Numbani.
Numbani was in a good spot.
But like, yeah, like I agree. Like there are some really good maps and there are just some absolute stinkers, and I think they need to be willing to just
I wish they would just rework
that.
Some maps. Like I feel like Numbani just needs rework. Or just kill it, you know?
Just kill the map. Just delete first and put something else on third. Just like, or put a section between
like
second
a,
and third.
Do like
something.
A Fortnite thing and like a meteor hits first point. And
oh,
yeah.
There's a big event and then Kanye, well, no, not Kanye, definitely not Kanye, but like I was the first artist that came to my head. Linkin Park comes out and just does a thing or like something else. Like, yeah, just, I don't know. My bad. But yeah, it's
Tezonde.
Oh my god, Tezonde. Tezonde event in Overwatch. I think
Tezonde's bangers are so crazy it blows up Numbani.
Chocolate
exactly,
rain
it blows up
the
first on
Numbani.
I think in general, like it's just a willingness to accept some maps are just absolute dog, like Numbani. And like just taking them out of comp. If it was like a TF2 thing again where they only played like a certain selection of maps because they were the most balanced and most fun. And comp doesn't really have that at the moment. And I think having a map pool, but it's a map pool that's permanently on, but it just removes the bad maps. Or like at least the community favored maps are just in there. King's Row, etc. Like maybe remove Junkertown, you know? Like not many people like Junkertown because of first point.
They should do a poll. They should do a poll in the game.
Poll.
No, in the game, and it's like which map is your favorite, or like even you could do it like you could do it negatively or you could do it positively, but you could do your favorite, and the one that comes last or first, depending on which way you do it, gets removed from the game. It's just like
you
know,
do like you do like you know, COD Modern Warfare 2, where the lobby can vote, and there's like
you
get a queue. There's like two maps, and you can like
choose one.
Well,
yeah,
you didn't get
I like
to
that.
See the second one, did you? You just vote.
No, you just vote
right?
Skipped. No. You just vote
was
skipped.
It,
yeah.
Was it? Oh, was
yeah.
it like
I thought
random
there were,
or?
I thought
random.
There was two maps and then random. It
I think
was
that,
like
yeah, that might have been.
Two maps then random?
Yeah, I think it's you can choose between two and then randomize.
I don't know how this would work, you know, but it'd be cool to have like a little more agency on maps. I think that's maybe a way to like implement this that puts more agency in the players' hands, because I do think the map pool idea is like it's great if it's a good map pool, and then they're like, I always felt. I mean, this is a little slight. Minor levels of this is a criticism, let's say it's a constructive criticism of I felt they're a little too Care Bear about like somebody made this map, somebody made Paris and they really love it. And it's like, yeah, well it sucks. like it's good for like deathmatch warm-up, you know, that's what it's good for. And it's like keep it there. And like and I don't know, I think that's like inevitable. Every multiplayer game ever made that has maps, there have been bad maps. It's just like, there's always going to be a hierarchy. There's always going to be maps that are more fun and maps that are less fun. And sure, there'll be some debate and some personal preference, but some maps are just going to be pretty commonly disliked. And some people like Paris, sure. But if they're just like massively outvoted, then
they're allowed to be wrong.
They're completely wrong. I think a veto system would actually work really well. Like you would go in and it would be like, okay, the hybrid map now is Numbani. Do you want to vote skip? And everybody, yes. Oh, we get King's Row now. Whee! Like, and then you can also poll that data. You can pull that data too. This would only be for ranked because quick play.
The more
you
add
agency
to it.
Yeah, quick play. Like, you don't need this system. Like you just want to get people in and out of games.
Oh, maybe it's just maybe it's a time.
Yeah, you just want to get people in and out of games. You don't want any other screen to kind of pop up. But in ranked, you can then poll the data and say like, oh, hey. People skip Numbani 99% of the time. So people skip Junkertown 80% of the time. People hate New Junk City or whatever, right? And people are already skipping it. And then you're like, okay, so clearly these maps suck. Or like, clearly the community just hates these maps. And then you can kind of, it's free data collection, basically. And like, in a poll, basically. Like, I think it would be a bad idea for ranked. And it wouldn't take too long.
Get more data.
It's 30 seconds at the start of a ranked game. And like, even if you're in the spawn room, like, you wouldn't even... Because I know they reduced that at one point, but you wouldn't even need the full time in the spawn room either. You could just have like 20 seconds in spawn room and then 20 seconds, 30 seconds previous to that. And that's adds up to around what it is right now. And then boom, you just go. So.
Yeah. Or there can be a screen like when you click or like when the queue pops. And I mean, I guess
well, that's what it would be. Yeah,
a change.
It would be boom.
The queue pops to like a lobby screen, and then
exactly
the lobby screen, you say,
"Here's the map. Do you want to veto?" Yes.
And they could do.
Okay,
I mean, it could be like it could be like two maps in random. Or
yeah, and then, sure.
Sounds good. And sounds good. I think it's a good idea, guys. I think it's a good idea. So when it comes down to it, we need to decide whether this should replace the third option. I'm sticking with the bit, guys. I know you're tired of this website, but I'm sticking with the bit. Are we replacing everyone starts using mic in ranked?
No, I'd rather have that. Skip. I'd rather have that.
Okay, so we can't include the vote to map skip. I wrote
I
a
like
little
this
bit. Dear Santa, please see Patch of Watch wishlist for 2024 attached. We have a good non-dramatic content creator for the longest time. So, we feeling good with this wish list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Feel good. All send right it. Send it, Santa.
Address your
Santa
envelope. I
don't know. Okay.
Joey's about to
put yourself
his address on.
No. No.
Put your home address, Johnny. Baby. Or else, how's Santa
going to wait, baby.
He's not going to
know
location
where to
bring is the Overwatch
this
patch
is sick
notes.
This is sick. Two yeah Santa Claus. The North Pole. Santa's mail. First class. And there's
your real email.
My real email? Well, I could put that.
Somebody said Hero Bands. Well, that's a good one. Maybe we missed that one.
Yeah, no, you're
no,
actually
we're not opening that kind
that's
of ones again. I am not talking. I'm not
worth,
talking about that again.
You know, there is a reason that in our thumbnail tonight we featured Mauga, and there's a bit of a like a stop or like remove kind of thing, because I figured that Jake would be on. Jake would bring up a band system perhaps, so it was totally in the cards.
Yeah.
Overwatch League 2, I don't know who would have brought that
about
up, but you know,
I was focused on the grassroots, not like the finer details of the execution, more like how do we get people in the door.
So I expected the ban system to come out.
I would love to see. I think the game is ready for a hero ban system, at least in an experimental way. Like, who knows what it looks like in the end.
Yeah,
but I think the game's ready.
I also think people are kind of tired of hearing the ban system. But maybe it's like 6 versus 6, 5 versus 5. People hear it, so maybe a ban system.
I'm sure we'll address it at some point in 2024, you know, as we always do.
And we'll address it every 3 weeks, and it will go on to the end of time until Plaid Chat shuts down.
Look,
so
you know, sometimes
don't worry.
You got our farm views. Sometimes you got our farm views. Talk about what people want to hear, you know? So
there sure
we go. All right, that's our 2024 wish list. Now, because we have Costa and Jake on the pod, we usually have Jake on like once a year, maybe. We'll have you on a few
times.
It's
my annual appearance.
Yeah, your annual. Last time you were here with Dante, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. Now, so I figured, I don't think we've ever done this, not even on the Overwatch League. I did a bit of a trivia here. We got Costa versus Jake. So I wanted to poll you guys.
I made a trivia show on the Overwatch League.
Well, that's no, the trivia, sure, but not this question per se.
Oh.
So, Costa and Jake, both former Overwatch League players.
No, sitting forward in my chair.
All right.
So, gamer mode.
I just wanted to cop see if either of you, this is just a quick little segment, it's not proper trivia, but does either of you have an idea of who between the two of you won the most head-to-head matchups?
Dude, I have no idea.
I fucking hate the Houston Outlaws when I was a player. Dude, they
so surely we won more than
that.
Surely we beat
them, bro.
You.
Like, ever since, like, I don't know. Just it felt like every time I lost to a Jake Junkrat, like, I still have a very vivid memory of the fucking Junkrat tire on fucking Oasis near the fucking thing, because he has it on the roof. It makes no noise. And he sent it from fucking Narnia across the room, and it just drops and kills three of us. You're like,
oh,
oh
I
cool
remember
that's
this one. That's a good
fun
one. That's
yeah
one of my
yeah
favorite. Where
it's
I stayed on all the roofs and
yeah
came
yeah
all the way around behind you. Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
What map was this? I don't know. I
Oasis. Because you can. I was like top left on the jump pad in the corner.
I
was, like,
can't find
spot
Oasis, but you know, I got a few VODs up here. So this is
dude,
one
truly
of the
I feel like with the way Costa feels about this, we would have won more.
Yeah, so we got Custa. This is on Valiant, so I think this is stage 4, 2018. We actually saw some playtime. Jake here on the Genji.
Oh, look at these comps.
Yeah, look at him go.
What is this,
I think if it's 2018 stage 4, I think we won. I think we had a good run. We only lost like two games at the very end, and I don't think it was to the huge.
Oh, that's good damage. That's good damage.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Dominated.
I died to the Junkrat.
Yeah, it gets Junkrat.
Wait, you
easy
got passive.
Res, easy res.
I died to the passives. My B.
So
Buster hit the E key.
I couldn't find all of these VODs because some of them are on the Overwatch League website and you can't find them, or they're on like MLG. It's just a few of them linked to the Twitch, but this one I actually found. So I found, well, this one, this matchup in stage four, you're correct. The stage four, week four.
Wait.
Oh, taste of his own medicine. Get it. Get him, Brady. Get him, Brady. Get him, Brady.
Surely not me.
Get him, Brady. Where are you going?
Oh, my God. Look how long the tie lasts. Yeah, oh, that's so stupid. That's so stupid.
But the Valiant
did still last that long?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Valiant did win this matchup.
It wasn't our brightest hour.
No. You did have a pretty good run at the start of the season one, though. You know,
I remember.
Yeah. Stage one was pretty nice.
Yeah. But we got a total of, let's see, I tallied it up, 6 matchups, one of which was 2019, where Custa was benched in favor of Kookie. So I don't think you can actually count that one.
Did I beat Kookie? That's the real question.
Oh, wait, well, we went 0-7 during that era, so I think so.
I beat Kookie.
2019 season, stage one.
This is when I was playing support, right? Am I crazy? Or
Houston won 2-1.
This is goats.
And you got Jake playing Sombra and Brig.
Ah, the Sombra Brig.
Wait, that's Sombra. I don't.
Well, you could have picked it for like 5 seconds or something.
Yeah, yeah, I also come back from spawn.
You got playing Brig. Yeah, it's just pure goats on Numbani. Well, Sky Industries. You play some Wrecking Ball apparently for 5 seconds.
Jake Paul. Oh my god.
Probably spawn retake. Ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got Boink in here. You got Spree. Good classic name. Kookie, Sayaki, backline.
Yeah, we were not good at goats at this time. So
you and us, because we went 0-7 in stage one and you went 0-7 in stage two, right?
Yeah. I remember because we somehow beat the Shock after this. we went 0-7 and we're like, fuck it, go Chengdu, guys, let's go.
We did the same thing. We went Sombra goats against Vancouver and beat them. So, you know, we all have our redemptions.
Not against
each other, though.
Exactly. I remember Boston Uprising at that time. They went like full dive, too. They played like Sombra Doomfist or something.
I mean, we did that, too. We had a lot of weird strats. We did play some Sombra Doom. That was one of the ways to deal with goats.
Yeah.
I couldn't find this one on over.gg, but you guys did play each other in Season 1 preseason. That was a Custa victory, 3-2 in the preseason.
That doesn't count, preseason. Doesn't count.
Preseason, easy preseason win.
Doesn't count. Love to see it. It's not on the record books.
Yeah.
It's not on the record books. We were hiding strats for the
Johnny has
season.
It on the record books. So
we were hiding the strats, all right?
it's in the data, you know? I don't know. I didn't look up talent takedown, actually. I think we lost talent takedown, but
we got fucking world star. That was not close.
Yeah, we won that one.
That was like I don't think I've ever tried this hard in an Overwatch game. Trying to make takedown.
Yeah.
Thank God, you guys. You know the only reason you guys lost, the only reason it was even possible for me to win that was because somehow Hex had such a big ego, he had to play Zarya instead of D.Va. If he just played D.Va against me on Tracer, the game would have been unwinnable.
Well,
but
we
played Zarya, so I kill everybody.
Well,
we also
had Frankie, who's like, I'm just happy to be here, guys. And we're like, how much have you played? And she's like, 10 hours of Overwatch. I'm like, what do you play? She's like, Moira. I'm like, careful of Jake.
I swear to God, it was just because Hex wasn't on D.Va. If you just play D.Va and Matrix me on Tracer, you don't have to play the game. Like, the game is done. But he was on Zarya, so I could carry.
Yeah. All right. So here we got the preseason game, Dallas Fuel winning 3-2 as well. What are we now? We got Jake, you won.
I'm all L's so far. We haven't looked at any of my
wins. No, you won the 2019 game against Kookie.
Yeah, you won the 2019 versus Kookie. Custa won stage 4 2018. And Custa won
was on the bench, which I think counts.
So, one preseason,
Yeah, Custa 2-1 right there. And then we have this one, stage 3. Stage 3, week 4. We got Houston Outlaws winning 3-1.
Let's go.
We got the
line. 2019?
Yeah. So we got Custa, Space, Face, Kariv.
No, wait, no, this is 2018. I'm on Messi. Right? Yeah. Wait, we lost?
Jake's playing some Junkrat and Tracer. 12
you
and
guys
7.
Lost.
This might be the game that I'm talking about. Is there an Oasis in here somewhere? No.
Is there a Blizzard World in here?
We're playing against Houston Outlaws on Temple of Anubis.
Blizzard World. Is this KSF on Blizzard World?
Oh, is it KSF actually, on Blizzard?
This is when I think this is when we like.
Oh, it was KSF. He was on there.
On Blizzard World.
And you said, welcome
you guys
to the Overwatch League. Yeah, we got 4-0. I like Kyle.
Oh, there he is.
I like Kyle. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. It was too good. I had to get it in. I was laughing. Look at him. He's so
Bonnie.
Young.
We got Bonnie in here. Faith is on. Okay, well, we're in.
Bonnie, man. Wow. That is funny. Crazy.
Yeah, that guy.
You guys went up against the Linkser Widow and the Jake Junkrat. Well, that was an unstoppable combo.
Dude, and
guys.
We played against Houston Outlaws and we played Temple of Anubis Blizzard World, and Jake just fucking one tricked Junkrat. He talks about Junkrat one trick all the time, and then he one tricks Junkrat in the Overwatch League. Like, come on, bro.
You guys had to come to the Temple of Silly? Come on. Yeah. You aren't winning in the Temple. That's my Temple, bro.
Oh, my God.
I even got to bring back, I got to relive the good old days on, what was it? The year I came back to like coach and also played Brig, that year my game plan was to coach and play Junkrat on Temple of Anubis. That was like the reason I had to play. That was like the plan. It was like, yeah, I'll come in on Temple for the Junkrat. And it worked. We did destroy them that game. Whoever we played against got absolutely murked. I think I played like one game of Temple.
I actually remember that game as well because everyone was like, it's happening. Also, the tire, the fact that the tire hasn't been nerfed throughout all these years
it has been
hard
nerfed. It has been hard
nerfed. Well, the sound on the roof.
No, the sound, but you used to be able to jump off.
There it goes.
Can you used to be able to go off a wall jump, but you can't do that anymore.
Do you remember, why does it last 10 seconds? It lasts a fucking year. Was it eight now?
No, I think it always lasts 10. Like,
See, why does it last 10 seconds?
It used to be a lot slower.
It doesn't need to last for 10 seconds.
No, I think it does, because your hero is like AFK. All right, Junkrat is a terrible hero, guys. Junkrat is
Yeah. You're not getting many complaints from me about Junkrat. So, but the tire is actually the most obnoxious thing ever.
It is obnoxious. I mean, the thing about the tire is now there's just things that hard counter, though. Play BAP, bro. Like, good luck.
just use one of your 9 immortality fields.
No, I mean, like, seriously. It's like you just hard counter the ult now. With, like, a lot of stuff counters it now.
I will say, you popped off this defensive round here, Jake.
So. I think I actually.
Oh, that was custom.
There is. I'm very upset about it.
Oh, the shake. There he is.
We're going down the line.
Oh, Linkser's feeling good. Dylan.
Wait, you've got the Evil Dead patch on the Valiant jersey. Is that like the film?
Yeah. It's the TV show. The Evil Dead was a TV show that came out during that time.
Oh, wow. Holy. Yeah. God damn. Oh, yeah, there it is. Evil Dead. Yeah. Wow. Sponsors. Crazy.
What are those?
I think the TV show, like, mega flopped. If I remember correctly. Yeah.
Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's a film too, Evil Dead.
Taking a look.
Oh, career.
There's Scott. There he is. Name on the jersey.
No name on jersey, man.
Damn, they had him in a blank.
What is this?
Is this your jersey or something?
No, this is stage 3, 2018, you said?
Didn't have
I was very new to the team at this time, yeah.
Did I go junk on the attack here? That's devious of me if I did.
No, it looks like Tracer Tracer.
Let's see. It probably wasn't too hot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Tracer, Widow, Linkser on the Widow.
I trust Linkser. I mean, he'll find some
Jinx it.
Surely he'll get some kills.
Yeah.
But we're playing Sombra. We're just going to get... We're going to dive one time. Never mind. Yeah, we're just going to die. Later. Rez? Any rezzes? No rezzes?
Linkser
no rezzes? Any? Oh, God.
Linkser? Oh, my. Oh, whoa.
I'm not afraid of Linkser. I ain't afraid.
Oh.
Just jump in there, Fate. Yep, you got this. But I do think you guys end up closing this one out, even though it's...
I don't think we cap here, though. Probably don't. Oh, never mind.
Linkser got two.
We were doubting. Yeah. We were doubting. Cool. Not me. I always believe.
Linkser W.
Kids.
Jay cleaning up the mech right there.
Classic Tracer. I break mech. Yeah, break.
So there we
got
are.
My we're one.
2-2 in the Overwatch League. 2-2. Now, because we're not counting the Kuki game. So, 2-2.
They were too scared. Costa couldn't face me, all right?
Yeah, that's what Moon said. He's too smart and too scared to play on this team.
They knew they couldn't win. Costa was trying to protect his record for this
Just keep that record. Keep the numbers high. Boost them up.
We have a wild card, though, right, gentlemen. We have
a wild card.
Yeah, we have a wild card.
The suspense is killing me.
Fnatic versus LG Evil.
Oh, shit.
Okay, actually, wait, what's the date of this? It's fucking 12 pixels.
March 2017.
So this is actually the moment that Fnatic disbanded. This was the moment because we came back.
Oh, my God. I think I remember this game.
Jake disbanded Costa's team.
What, is this Happy Cool or Tailspin at this time?
Happy Cool.
Oh, Connor's on that team as well.
Yeah, so this is like the last match that Happy... So we just came back from Korea for Apex Season 3. So we just came back and... We were just like incredibly burnt out. We got the shit beat out of us in Apex. And then like we just came back to NA. And then all the NA teams actually got really good. Like people we had never heard of. Like a lot of these players on this team were like,
there were people that were like below us for a lot of the tournaments. They hadn't made any lands in 2016. So we were like, we thought we were good. We came back here. We lost. This is like a qualifier or like a quarterfinals or something like that.
No, this is loser's bracket, I think, after group stage.
Yeah, so but
lost
we essentially
in the first loser bracket round.
We essentially lost. And after this, we kicked Havocool and then we got Tailspin and then we did nothing ever happened. And Fnatic dropped us because they weren't getting a franchise spot. So then we just like, it all went downhill from here.
This is like our grudge match because the reason we didn't make the lands because none of us got into the beta. So none of us could play the fucking game where you qualified, which is cool. This is our, like, I remember when all the other teams went to Apex and we were like just a new team. We like just formed, you know, because the game just fucking came out.
Yeah.
Then we were like, we had like a major chip on our shoulder because we were like, oh, we're better than all these teams. Like, we know we'll beat them. And then we're like, can't play them because they're in fucking Korea.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We actually had the same thing happen.
You hid from us.
And then no more tournaments happened for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we were playing in like all these weeklies and like winning a bunch of weekly tournaments with this team. And then,
yeah. This is around the time where Korean teams started getting involved in Goose Gamer tournaments as well. But I think you had like Runaway playing or like... ultimately, I think Selfless. Oh, Rogue ended up winning. But Rogue had like mega clout at the time because I think they were the best Western team. Then they came back and Selfless especially were like
Selfless
were terrifying at this time. This is like the beginning of the Selfless era, right?
Yeah.
But I think people rooted for Selfless so hard as well because they wanted to beat Rogue because Rogue came from Korea, you know.
Yeah.
This was the full French lineup.
Was this Immortals the career fate Immortals? Had that happened yet?
Immortals would have been like Agilities and
Reality.
Grim Reality, Agilities, Nomi.
So this
Hyped,
is before. Yeah, this
Verbal.
This is before they got rid. They got rid of like Nomi and Aethon, and they put Fate and Kriv, and Fate and Kriv came in and just started farming North America.
Envy, like,
Oh, they had Envy as well. Yeah, Envy and Envy are set of hype.
Yeah, I remember because Immortals had one of the worst C9.
Good times.
Yeah, that's like a core memory for me. Envy C9ing on Japan. I think we went through that at one point. But yeah, these were you know, good old days. You got some that stuff.
Oh, Emon.
Yeah, Emon was playing. They were like super.
Oh, and Dak. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, it was a fun tournament actually. But yeah, so Jake, you end up winning 3-2. Up winning 3-2 in this head-to-head versus Costa. So I just wanted to go through some Overwatch history.
Thanks for reminding me about that special tire on
yeah, but
that was like it was like an innovative tire. It's like a lot of times as I was doing it, I'm like, what if I went that way? You know, and I'm just like, I'm finding the paths, finding the vector.
The neural pathways.
I have two memories of why I hate the Outlaws. That is one of them. And first of all, they played Junkrat on like every map that you could. And the second one was Jake teabagging me on Eichenwald as well, because that was like a highlight in like some of the packages for like Ella and stuff like that. Where like my dead Mercy buddy and Jake.
That was on Fuel, I think, right?
I think it's on the Fuel.
Yeah. That was like, come on, I had to teabag the Fuel as the rival.
Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah.
That's for the people. I remember. That's for the people. It's not about you. It's nothing personal. As I remember, there were like four corpses in the same spot. Collective punishment war.
Collective bag.
Yeah.
All right. So some quick trivia for you there. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap up the episode here because one of us has a. We got Brent's Prayer of the Week though before we wrap things up here in the office. A fun little segment, a fun little episode. Sorry about the tech issues. I'll have that figured out next episode. But for Brent's Prayer of the Week. So apparently, I wasn't here, Costa, but Avril forgot to do Brent's Prayer of the Week last week.
He did.
Ago.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
That was the first time ever. Crazy. I don't think we've ever had an episode without
No, him. We've definitely never forgotten ever before, no, ever. No, there's no way.
No. We're flawed.
We never forget that.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's been anything happening in the past.
I have two recommendations. First one goes to Bye Bye Bobby. Is always a good Brent's Player of the Week and like to the future. The other one is to Riders, who made that a really cool like grand finals thing. Yeah, the legacy video. I thought that was really fucking awesome.
Riders for sure.
Yeah, dropped on video. Christmas and just sort of hit me in the feels. So
I have two player suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Which was not really this week. It was 2 weeks ago with the Flash Ops tourney.
Sure.
But I was really impressed by two of like the most exciting DPS players coming up in NA right now, at least who are on the younger side, who are I think Chopra and Rocket, who ended up getting third place in the NA tournament.
Yeah,
I think they kind of trolled and threw. They should have beaten the team who ended up winning the tournament. And for me, that spoke to how like exciting NA is right now, with a lot of like contenders players who I really think are like on the level to play at the top level. And so that's partly why I'm super excited for competitive Overwatch next year, in just being able to see like, this year. But I'm excited to see how a lot, because like it's those guys, but I think there's tons and tons of prospects in NA of like up and coming players who really are ready to compete at the top level, maybe more so than we've ever seen in NA, where I think players who can like hang with, who have been like forged in the fires of Overwatch League players in NA,
yeah,
unranked. Like that's what I think has honestly created this surge of strong players, is that NA ranked has been like the strongest for a long time when Overwatch League is in NA, because like all the best players in the world are in NA ranked and you play against them all the time if you're a high ranked player. And I think that's built like a new generation of NA talent, like young players who are really, really, because they've had this like great competitive environment.
Yep. Yeah. My proposal is that we have a makeup Brand's Player of the Week. So I think we should do both. One of them can be Rocket and Chopper.
Rocket and Chopper can be
last week's. Yeah. Belated Player of the Week.
Belated Player of the Week. Yeah. Because I totally agree with you. And it's going to be exciting to see this year more of those names really make a name for themselves in the same way tournaments. But also, I don't want to give it.
Vega also won. You know, he actually won another player in the category.
I don't want to give it to readers only for the legacy, but the entire team, because your camps are blocking it. But, I mean, there's an entire team
that, how dare you guys,
all came together. Yeah.
Here. Always taking the spotlight from the people who really deserve it.
You know, we got
Randquest doesn't know how to produce this properly.
I got you.
Oh my god.
Okay. Beautiful. Fixing fraud.
They're gone. They're gone. But yeah, shout out to the entire team behind it. Oh, thank you for that. And yeah, that's this week's Brand Player of the Week. Our first one of
this is a sick video. Watch it if you haven't already.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Thank you guys for another brilliant episode of Plat Chat, kicking off the 2024 year. And maybe we got some more fun segments coming away this year. We'll conjure. We'll
maybe
cooking. We'll just cooking. Yeah, maybe we'll just be back to boring old episodes, but I don't know.
Boring old episodes. Okay,
we're cooking.
Thanks,
we're cooking.
Yeah, okay, bro.
All right. I'm memeing. All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you for watching.